Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, welcome. Good to have you with us, friends. It is Bauerle on News Radio 930 WBEN. Usually, I like to start off by explaining to you the various photographs that I posted on Bauerle at WBEN.com's Facebook page, because we do, well, we try to do a garden of the day, wildlife of the day, bird of the day, classic car of the day. I think you get the idea. So I've got them all ready to go, but I don't know if you've noticed it, but Facebook has gotten rather slow as far as sending you the confirmation code that you need to log into the page. So anyway, I'll let you know when I put those pictures up, because there's some good ones. I will tell you that today's wildlife of the day is an enormous snapping turtle. Enormous. And I'm proud to tell you that I have saved two or three snapping turtles from the middle of roads. However, the snapping turtles, let's just say they don't exactly send thank you notes. And I used to keep golf clubs in back of my car so I could steer safely the snapping turtles out of traffic. And the one day here at the Uniland Complex, true story, probably goes back 7-10 years. There's pictures of it up somewhere on Facebook. But there was a giant snapping turtle, because we're right near some water, right? So there's this giant snapping turtle, and he was just sunning himself in the middle of the main driveway at Uniland. And I thought, I cannot allow this to happen. I must save the snapping turtle. So I tried, and the snapping turtle was not was not exactly grateful for my efforts to save his life. You know those clickbait things that you see sometimes? You'll never believe what the mama bear did after a human being saved her cubs. Well, I'm a sucker for those, but I never managed to click all the way through to the very end. I don't know why. But this particular event, excuse me, I'm trying to multitask. I just need to pump in a number here so I can get onto Facebook. I did this should have come about 10 minutes ago, but it did not. There we go. Okay. Now, getting back to the turtle. So I tried desperately for, I don't know, 5 minutes to get the turtle out of the road. All the turtle did was try to turn around and snap at me. That's why they're called snapping turtles. Not the friendliest creatures, not as docile or docile as a box turtle, which I had and which lived about 100 years. But anyway, finally, and it's a true story, a United States Marine from the nearby recruiting office saw my plight. And this United States Marine, and by the way, David Bellavia's birthday is the same day on the calendar as the United States Marine Corps. And, yeah, he went in, true story, he's told this on the air, he went into the recruiting station, I believe on the day he turned 18, and they asked him, what makes you think you're good enough to be a Marine? And he wasn't really prepared with an answer, so the Army ended up with him instead, and David ended up with the Congressional Medal of Honor. Oops. But anyway, I digress. This Marine, very nice fella, from the local recruiting area, he sees my plight. He pulls his pickup truck behind my car. He says, I think I might have an answer. Of course, a United States Marine would have the answer, okay? He would have found a way no matter what. He actually had a crate as part of his truck. It's a fold-up crate that goes in his truck. He got it out. we were able to trap the snapping turtle, must have weighed about 20, 30 pounds at least, and bring it over to the water. And the turtle gave us a disgusted look and then waddled off into the water. But we saved his life. But the Bowerly and WBEN Facebook page, a couple of minutes, you're going to see a pretty large snapping turtle. Before we get into the meat of the show, saw something last night on TV, and I just want to make mention of it because even right now as I sit here, my stomach is turning over how utterly poorly done, in bad taste, shocking this particular television ad happened to have been. Let me just say a couple of words and see if you can guess the product I'm going to mention. It involves a young girl and a process through which women naturally go about once a month and seemingly at a younger and younger age. Swear, it's got to be the hormones and food. Yeah, okay, now have you seen the ad that I'm going to mention? Because if you've seen the ad, there's no forgetting it. You can't unsee it once you see it. And I will preface this by saying, if you listen to the show, look, I am a sexually liberated adult, okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm a libertarian, if not a libertine, when it comes to matters of consensual adult with consensual adult behavior. All right. So that's number one. Number two, I don't get skeeved by much as far as medical stuff. There are some things that make me cringe that you would have to go through it, but things don't normally bother me. So last night at Mrs. Nerd's, we're watching TV. Yes, I know it's hard to believe, but we actually had a chance to spend an hour alone without anybody else. It was remarkable. Now, I realize that I may lose some man points, as if I have any to lose at this point, but Mrs. Nerd has control of the remote. Her house, she has control of the remote. At my house, she still has control of the remote. She is the queen of the remote. So we're skipping around. We're trying to find something to watch. Are we going to go with Hangover 3? My name is Alan, and I bought a giraffe. I love that movie. I love all the Hangover movies, and I wish they would keep making Hangover movies. Majestic. Where'd you get that word? Where'd you learn that word, Alan? Words with friends. What friends, Alan? You can set it on random. Just a funny, funny movie. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so she's got control of the remote. Folks, I thought that when she was switching channels, she had stumbled upon a very tacky scene from a very tacky comedy, maybe an Adam Sandler comedy or something like that that I had not yet seen. No. I've got to set this up properly, and I don't know what station it was on because, did I mention, I don't have control of the remote ever, okay? She's got those too. She keeps them in a bag in the fridge. But anyway, the ad showed a teenage-ish girl sitting on the toilet in the bathroom, well, as opposed to the toilet in the kitchen. She was seated on the toilet in the bathroom. There is a woman standing up, and at one point, she moves her legs apart wide, and she makes a gesture with her hand of something going up and in, all right? Now, the dialogue I'm a little unclear on at this point. Only saw the ad once. We were both in absolute shock at what we were seeing. Teenage-ish girl on a toilet. Now, she was not naked. I want to make that clear. And a grown woman, legs far apart, making a motion of up and in. We're looking at each other while this thing is playing. We do not believe what we are seeing. Even if it was on a cable channel, even if it was a tacky comedy, it was over the line significantly in terms of taste, where it was shot, how it was shot. And it turns out at the end of the ad, it is a commercial for washable underwear that women can wear during the visit from Aunt Flo. I think it's called Thinks, T-H-I-N-X, and I think it was Thinks Teens. Did I mention I was in such a state of shock I wasn't thinking clearly at the time? It was like probably how people felt at Dealey Plaza when they saw President Kennedy. It was that kind of a look on my face. I can't believe this. I cannot believe what I'm seeing. Now, I wish to make it clear that, as I said at the beginning, medically speaking, I understand there are medical issues people go through. I get it. I mean, you see ads for catheters all the time. You see ads for erectile dysfunction all the time. You've even seen ads for condoms all the time, okay? And it doesn't shock me. It doesn't offend my sensibilities because these are conditions or remedies for conditions that people have in the real world. And I, as a male, I want to tell you that what you ladies between certain ages have to endure is, I think, it's not a lot of fun. If men had that every month, we would be guaranteed 4 to 5 days off with pay each and every month. Do you want to disagree with me on that? I don't mean to sound like some militant feminist, but part of me really believes that. So the ad itself, I don't even know where to begin. First of all, acknowledging that monthly visit is a medical thing that women have to go through, and I don't want what I'm saying to be construed as anti-woman or disrespectful in any way, shape, or form to women. By the way, Mrs. Nerd is a woman. And we both are somewhat libertarian in many of our views. But we looked at each other and we said, that has got to be the most tasteless ad we have ever seen on TV for any product whatsoever. See, there was a time in this business, and Clip Smith used to talk about this. There was actually a guy who got fired from a one-lung radio station in Lockport because he used the word tampon back in the 50s or 60s. He got fired for using the word. That was a no-no at that radio station. Lost his career because he used that word. This ad for the washable Thinks underwear designed for teenagers was so abominable. And it's not because of any anti-woman or, oh, you fail to appreciate the medical issue. It's a real, I understand it's a real issue. But what I'm saying is the commercial was so tactlessly done that it actually kind of offended me. And believe me, it takes a lot to offend me. It really does. But the poor girl, who obviously is an actress, she got paid for doing the ad, hopefully at Screen Actors Guild rates, but she got paid for doing it. But her role in this commercial, as far as I could figure it out, was to sit with jeans on the toilet as a maternal figure, I guess, was widening her legs and making an up and in gesture with her hands. And then at the end of the ad, somebody comes on screen, holds up a pair of ladies' skivvies, and the whole thing is Thinks for teens, washable underwear for the cycle. You know, there are so many different ways that ad could have been shot. And I know already what some of you are thinking. Some of you are thinking, Tom, it was genius, and you're falling right into their trap. They want people to talk about it, and you're falling for their bait. And I guess I can understand some validity to that argument. But the ad could have been done so much more tastefully in a bedroom, possibly a conversation with the ladies around a kitchen table. It did not have to be shot in a bathroom. The young girl did not have to be seated on the toilet. And the woman giving her guidance did not have to have her legs in a spreading apart motion with the hand gesture of up and in. Seriously, that ad is so troubling in so many ways. I would almost say in some respects it is exploitative. I really, in some respects, I believe it is. But because you know that there's some pervert out there who has recorded that, and that's his thing. And I'm a big boy. I'm a big boy. I have a grown-up daughter. I've changed my shirt diapers in my day. Not a big deal. I've been through what we all go through as parents with the maturation of our spawn as they become older. And from little girls, they turn into teenage girls and then fully grown women. And the same thing, of course, with our boys. So what I'm trying to say is, like you, been there and done that. But that ad was so tastelessly shot and so many gratuitous and unnecessary motions and visuals that I just can't believe. I know that broadcast stations are short on revenue. I get it. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure if it was broadcast or if it was a commercial on one of the cable stations. All I know is by the end of the commercial, you've got your humble host and my lady, who is 13 years younger than I am. We're both, in other words, the point I'm trying to make here is I grew up in one era, she grew up in another era, okay? But we both looked at each other and said, that has got to be the worst TV ad we have ever seen in our lives. And she, I just want to point out, she's a very independent, strong woman. She'll never marry me. She is a very independent and strong woman. She does not blanch easily at most things. She's got her trigger points, just as I do, as far as things that gross her out. But that ad was universally grossing out to the both of us. We could not believe it. And if you have seen the ad, you know exactly of what I am speaking. And I don't know if they're going to have a follow-up to that ad. I don't know if it's online. And I hate to even mention this because, again, I feel like, okay, I'm falling into their trap. I'm giving them a free 15-minute monologue on their product. But it's not a positive monologue. It really is a negative monologue because I thought it could have been so tastefully handled. But even women, and if you're a woman listening, you know this, some of you don't feel comfortable talking about it. You wish you didn't have to go through it. And the way they filmed that ad was just so bad. If you want to see it, I believe the product is Thinks, T-H-I-N-X, for teens, or Thinks Teens. And you can view it yourself and see if I'm overreacting or whether it is, in fact, inappropriate. I just thought it was over the line and just horrible. But I want to make it real clear by saying that I am not anti-woman. I understand, as much as a man can, female health. It's not about being a chauvinistic pig. It's not about not understanding what females experience or in any way denigrating it. In fact, I think the ad actually denigrates it when it could have been so much more tastefully done. Anyway, Josh Schmidt is at Master Control, and even he's shaking his head based on my magnificently and yet disgustingly detailed description of what we experienced.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You ever listen to K-Billy? Anyway, welcome. It is, I hear that song in a totally different way. Maybe you do too, since you saw Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs, his breakthrough film. And it was a nightmare when they first showed it for the first time because they had the wrong projector for the wrong movie or something. Oh, yeah, it was kind of a disaster. But anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So I was talking about the ad for the washable underwear that ladies and teenagers can wear during that particular time of the month. And I'm very happy to tell you that I was not hallucinating when I saw that because Booker has texted me during the break to inform me that he also saw it. However, he offers no additional comments as to whether he also thought it was gross or over the line, just poorly done. He does not offer any views on that. He simply confirms the fact that, yes, it is an ad on TV. Now, you got to understand. See, and I'm tempted to do a show on TV commercials, but here's the problem. Honest to goodness, folks, I don't watch a lot of regular TV. I don't know if you do anymore either. When some of us were growing up, I know this is hard for people like Josh Schmidt to believe, but when some of us were growing up, we had a few channels and only a few channels. In Buffalo, we had Channel 2, we had Channel 4, we had Channel 7, and Channel 17. Those were your choices. And there were certain shows everybody watched. Oh, and Channel 29. I forgot Channel 29. That was it as far as TV is concerned. And as a result of that, America tended to watch the same television shows. For example, you probably had the show for your generation, okay? When I was growing up, the show that everybody watched was, well, time to think about this. Yeah, I would say the show everybody watched was Happy Days with the Fonz. Yeah, Henry Winkler and the whole crew of Happy Days. Started off with Bill Haley and his Comets, Rock Around the Clock, which, by the way, was also the theme song of the classic movie Blackboard Jungle. Kind of an awkward juxtaposition there as far as theme songs. But as far as Happy Days, that was the show. We would go, and I think it was sixth grade, everybody would talk the next day about what had been on Happy Days the night before. And all of the boys wanted to be the Fonz, Arthur Fonzarelli, especially the boys of Italian-American heritage. They wanted to be the Fonz. And a funny story, a couple of interesting notes. The takeaway from that is there was a time we all watched the same shows. All in the Family was another one that was universally watched. I think that was on Saturday nights. It was universally watched. It was the topic of conversation the next day. Maybe not so much with kids, but certainly our parents. But getting back to Happy Days, in Buffalo, we had a radio personality and later program director by the name of Jerry Rio, R-E-O, Jerry Rio. And Jerry was an awfully nice guy. He was program director of GR back in 83, and he had been in the business for much, much longer. I used to listen to him when I was a kid and ended up working with him. Very nice guy, very talented guy. But Jerry Rio actually attended college and knew as a personal friend. They may have been roommates. I'm not 100% on that. He knew Henry Winkler very, very well. He knew the Fonz. Yeah, he not just know him, but they were good friends, apparently. So I always thought that was kind of cool. And if you had ever listened to the old WGR when it was playing music, there would not have been a better audience to present Henry Winkler as a guest to than the old WGR radio, okay? I don't know if they ever did that, but it would have been great. Also, you may or may not be aware of this, but Happy Days is also part of the American lexicon because Happy Days gave us the expression jumped the shark, meaning you lost interest in something or something immediately lost its relevance. Something jumped the shark. You've heard that expression. It comes from a Happy Days episode where on water skis, Fonzie jumped the shark. And the whole premise, this is even before the internet, the whole premise, it was just flawed to begin with. And this is years, I think it was years. I'd have to go back. But I think this was well before Jaws and Steven Spielberg, but I may be corrected on that. But if it wasn't for Happy Days and that particular episode, we would never have the expression jumped the shark. And don't you think it's amazing that, first of all, maybe you'd never heard this before, but for all of the times you've used that expression, you may have been unaware of its origin. But that is the origin. And I don't know. It's funny how expressions and words get started. Another one would be stifle yourself. Nobody, I don't think, ever said stifle yourself before Archie Bunker, played by Carol O'Connor, and all in the family. He was always telling his wife, Edith, stifle yourself. And when you go back and you watch, and I forget whether it's on, I think it's on Amazon, and I think Amazon Prime, it's free with commercials, I think. I mean, I watched it during my convalescence in March. That show could not be made today. That show was so revolutionary, and it was so well acted. That would be when you watch that and you realize how talented those people were. Gene Stapleton, Carol O'Connor, Sally Struthers, the whole list. And there were a number of spinoffs generated from All in the Family, including, but not limited to, The Jeffersons. Who could forget the unbelievable theme song of The Jeffersons, Moving On Up? That was this is a time when television shows like Hill Street Blues, All in the Family even, and The Jeffersons had their own branded, clearly identifiable introductory music. And of course, All in the Family was da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then there's words that nobody ever knew what they were in the first couple of seasons. So when they recut the opening to All in the Family, when you watch season one and then you watch the next seasons of All in the Family, they over-enunciate, gee, our old LaSalle ran great. When the show first came out, nobody could figure out, nobody knew what they were singing. Like GRO, the salary rate? What are they saying? So apparently, my guess is the network and the production company got a lot of letters from across America saying, we can't understand what you're singing. But if you're bored today and you're home, you can go back, just watch the introduction to episode one, season one,
and then jump ahead to maybe season 5 and watch the introduction they reshot, and you will notice they enunciate, maybe overly enunciate, the lyrics of the theme song. Not that I've ever over enunciated anything in my life, because if I did that, you would whine and possibly think that I should be dealt with a whip, you know, cool whip. Anyway, it is 2:45 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I can tell Booker's on pain meds right now because I asked him to call in to verify the ad that he had just said that he also saw. So I texted him back, call in and verify it. He just texted me, verify what? So, Booker, I'm glad you're feeling better. Just keep the leg elevated. We don't want you to swell up like a Macy's Thanksgiving Day float. Booker, just take it easy. Just take it easy. See, he never texts during the show. That's how I know. So just relax, Booker. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time. I'll see you very, very soon. All right. It is 2:46 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, this little preamble, before I go where I was going to go, it is interesting seeing how characters and how TV shows change over time. Let me just give you one more very quick example. Watch season 1, episode 1 of The Sopranos. Pay very close attention to the way James Gandolfini spoke as Tony Soprano. When he was in the room, the psychiatrist's office, for the first time with Dr. Melfi. Listen to his voice. Listen to how he spoke. And then watch any other season and note the contrast between the pilot episode of The Sopranos and what James Gandolfini eventually did with that character. Because in the opening of it, he sounded not like the Tony Soprano that grew into a legendary American TV anti-hero. Apparently, Tom has too much time on his hands when he takes time off. By the way, real quickly, let me just take a sip of my beverage. I'm out of vitamin water today. This is a tragedy. So I've switched to bourbon. Thank you. But anyway, I just want to let you know, I don't want to break your heart or anything, but next week, I'll be off again, starting on Thursday and Friday, and I'm not sure how much of the next week, because I get to go in to have another surgery on the right eye. And this one is it's got a lovely name. You want to know what it is? It's a membrane peel. Now, doesn't that just sound like a membrane peel in your eye? Ah! Yeah. I'm telling you this stuff. I don't want sympathies. I don't need, we're sending you our thoughts and prayers. I appreciate it very much. But if you're going to think and pray, I would personally be very grateful if you would send all of those thoughts and prayers to kids with cancer. Okay, they need and deserve your thoughts and prayers. I'm totally cool, okay? Even if I died unexpectedly on the table, okay? I'm cool. It's been a phenomenal life, okay? More than I ever could have hoped for. But the kids who haven't had a chance to live, those are the ones that you should send your thoughts and prayers to. But this membrane peel, all it is when the retina totally detached. Okay, it was reattached, but there is scarring over the macula of the retina. So, long story short, they're going to peel off the scar tissue, so hopefully I can see better. And it's kind of a Hail Mary last ditch attempt. Like, remember the 13-second game where Josh Allen dropped back to pass? And he actually completed it in the end zone, and we thought that we're going to win that game. Remember that? Okay, it's kind of one of those deals, and I'm confident my surgeon can throw a touchdown strike, but we'll see. But that's why I'm going to be off again. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it sucks. And it doesn't suck because I want pity or sympathy. I really, I totally don't. What sucks about it is a tremendous inconvenience to my employer. It is a tremendous inconvenience to Joe Beamer, because just when Joe settles into his regular shift, he's got to come off of his shift to sit in for me. So do I feel guilty? Yes. Is it embarrassing? Yes. However, over the years, I never abused sick time. Now I feel very free to abuse it, of course. All right, 251 at News Radio 930 WBEN. We have posted, ta-da, we posted on the Bowerly and WBEN Facebook page right now, or just moments ago, the photos from you guys. And I always like to give a little preamble to this as well. Basically, you have hobbies, okay? And you like to show off your hobbies. Some of you are into photography. It's one of the biggest hobbies in America. Gardening, one of the biggest hobbies in America. Bird watching, one of the biggest hobbies in America. Seriously, if I do something, it generally has a purpose behind it. So today's bird of the day, I've got two birds of the day today. Another wild turkey. So I think I've got enough wild turkey pictures. Also a photograph of grackles enjoying breakfast. Grackles. Oh, even if you can't think of what they look like, you know what they look like. So that's on the Bowerly and WBEN Facebook page. The Western New York classic car of the day, a 1973 Corvette. And it is absolutely beautiful. I told you before about the other wildlife picture of the day I posted of the snapping turtle. And, you know, I don't have a garden of the day to show you, but I did post another bonus wildlife picture of the day. It is a couple of foxes who look like they just got back from Wegmans or Tops or Aldi's. You know, you get the idea. It is, or Dash's. It's kind of a funny picture in a way, and it's kind of weird in another way, but these are foxes. They looked like they literally just went through the self-checkout aisle at Wegmans. So if any of these things, wildlife, birds, gardening, classic cars, if any of these things are your hobbies and you've got a photo you want to show off, send them to me, tom@wben.com, tom@wben.com. And if it is a garden picture, okay, if it's a picture of your garden, you can feel free to put up to five pictures in a little gallery and send it to me, because one picture of your garden, I know this from experience, is not going to do it justice. So if you want to send me five, that's fine, in the same email, and then hopefully I'll be able to get to you and put the pictures up. I mean, I'll tell you one thing, we're going to be a little bit slow when winter comes along. Don't think we're going to get many garden pictures in the winter. Maybe we'll do snowman of that. What a great idea. Snowman of the day. And I know exactly what Tim Wenger's thinking right now if he's listening. He's thinking, well, Christmas decorations, Tom. We definitely have to do Christmas decorations this coming holiday season. Now that I know that the response will be there, now that I know that you guys are into showing off your hobbies, I think that's a great idea. And like I said, photography itself is a hobby. So I talked to you before about the way we speak being influenced by TV. I used the example of Archie Bunker, stifle yourself. I gave you a little bit of background about the expression, it jumped the shark, something, in other words, ceased to be relevant or entertaining, like I did about 7 years ago. That's where that came from. But I want to talk a little bit about language coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Haven't done this particular topic in a long time, but language I find utterly fascinating. And there are some expressions and some things that people do when they speak that drives me nuts. Now, I don't want to offend any particular sponsor of this radio station at all, okay? But there's one expression that drives me crazy because it is so overused. It is so overdone. And it has become a cliche. You know how something becomes a cliche that grates on you? back in the 70s, Alka-Seltzer had a very successful ad campaign with "I can't believe I ate the whole thing." And that became a buzz phrase in America until finally it had been parodied and used and overused so much that it fell into disfavor. It did. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Well, there's another expression that's kind of like that, but it drives me batty every time I hear it. So you want to stick around and contribute to the program on WBEN. That'd be just dandy by me. By the way, nobody has been groovy in a long, long time. And dandy, I think I might be the only person to be dandy since 1952.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.